Have you ever felt a stirring in your soul as winter fades away and the world awakens from its slumber? Or perhaps you've been curious about the ancient traditions and celebrations that honor the arrival of spring? Well, my beautiful friend, you're in for a treat. In today's minisode, we're going to explore all the things you need to know about Ostara and the spring equinox. So get ready to embrace the magic of the season and welcome the return of light, life, and a beautiful hope. Happiest March meditations, my beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're keeping the March meditation love going with even more cool knowledge to drop. And I am so happy, so happy. Today we're mini diving into the enchanting world of Ostara and the spring equinox, a time of renewal, rebirth, and awakening. So grab a cup of tea, cozy up, and let's embark on a journey of discovery and celebration together. But before we get our exploration on, let me remind you that this month, this beautiful month of March, is for minisodes. Yes, you want, I give. Make sure you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new minisode full of all the meditation magic, and you know, sometimes new moon, full moon, Ostara, spring equinox, you never knew you always wanted. This month, we're focusing on cultivating a sustainable meditation practice that is 1, healing, 2, inspiring, and 3, oh so good for your soul. So make sure you tune in for all the deets about all the things. If you have questions about meditation, supernatural, paranormal, clair things, all the things, then send them to me on Instagram, Facebook, email, smoke signal, carrier pigeon, all the things you've got. Throw them at me. I've got you covered. The links are in the show notes just for you. We have fun coming. On Tuesday, March 19th, it's the spring equinox, which kicks off Ostara from the 19th to the 23rd. After that, it is the full moon on the 25th. So I have full moon everything coming up in a new minisode, so be sure to tune in for that and so much more. Now then, let's talk springtime. But before we do, let's set the intention to make this time work best for you. May it be everything you need to help you restore calm, restore balance, restore peace, restore tranquility, and set beautiful intentions for this new season in life. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then go ahead and get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a nice, beautiful, deep cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful, bright, white light. This is a restorative light and holds everything you need. Hold the breath at the top and then release it along with anything you've been holding on to. Release everything that's been weighing you down and that no longer serves you. Do that 2 more times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some time just for you. And welcome back to the land of love, peace, and tranquility, my friend. All right, let's talk about the spring equinox. So you might be wondering, what exactly is a spring equinox? Well, you came to the right place. This, the spring equinox, it's a magical moment when day and night are perfectly balanced, marking the official beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. The spring equinox is the halfway point between the winter solstice and the summer solstice, if you will. In 2024, the spring equinox occurs on March 19th and is a time of renewal, growth, and new beginnings. It's when the earth awakens from its winter slumber, bursting forth with new life and vitality. Now let's dive into Ostara. Ostara is a pagan holiday that celebrates the spring equinox and the goddess of the same name. It's a time to honor the return of the light, the fertility of the land, and the promise of abundance to come. One of the most beautiful aspects of Ostara is its symbolism of balance and harmony. Just like the equinox itself, Ostara represents the perfect balance between light and dark, yin and yang, masculine and feminine energies. So as the sun crosses the celestial equator and the days begin to lengthen, we're invited to embrace the energy of renewal and rebirth that permeates the natural world. It's a time to plant seeds, both literal and metaphorical, and nurture our dreams and aspirations as we embark on a journey of growth, transformation, and renewal. If you're inspired to embrace the energy of Ostara and the spring equinox in your own life, then I definitely encourage you to take a moment to connect with the rhythms of nature and tune into the magic of the season. Whether you're planting seeds in your garden, decorating eggs, or just taking a moment to bask in the warmth of the sun, let every action be a celebration of life and a tribute to the beauty and abundance of Mother Earth. So how do you celebrate the spring equinox in Ostara? Well, there are countless ways to honor these sacred moments, but here are a few common traditions. Decorating eggs is one of the most iconic symbols of both the spring equinox and Ostara. Eggs have been long associated with fertility and rebirth, making them the perfect symbol for this time of year. So you may dye eggs in vibrant colors or decorate them with symbols of spring and a new life, a la Easter. Another common tradition is to plant seeds or bulbs in the earth as a way of welcoming the return of spring and honoring the fertility of the land, if you will. This act of planting seeds symbolizes the potential for growth and transformation that comes with the changing of the seasons. Lighting candles is another beautiful way to celebrate the spring equinox and Ostara, because candles represent the return of the light and are often used in rituals and ceremonies to honor the sun's power and its beautiful warmth. And let's not forget about feasting, which is always my favorite. Food plays a central role in many spring equinox and Ostara celebrations, with people coming together to enjoy seasonal dishes made with fresh ingredients like eggs, greens, and early spring vegetables. So if you're ready to infuse your life with the magic of Ostara and the spring equinox, then go ahead and explore the ancient traditions and modern day celebrations associated with this sacred time of year and find ways to incorporate them into your own life. Whether you're decorating eggs, planting seeds, or simply taking a moment to connect with the beauty of nature, let every action be a celebration of life and a tribute to the magic of the season. So let's talk about some modern rituals for celebrating the spring equinox and Ostara. These are simple practices that anyone can incorporate into their lives to honor the energy of the season and connect with the natural world around them. Let's chat. One powerful ritual you can perform during Ostara is a spring equinox meditation, a practice of connecting with the energy of renewal and rebirth that permeates the beautiful world. Find a quiet and sacred space outdoors and sit comfortably with your eyes closed. Take a few deep breaths to center yourself and visualize yourself surrounded by the vibrant energy of spring. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze on your face, and the earth beneath your feet. Allow yourself to bask in the beauty and abundance of the season and set intentions for growth, transformation, and renewal in your own beautiful life. Another lovely ritual you can incorporate into your Ostara celebration is a nature walk or hike, a practice of connecting with the beauty and wonder of the natural world. So take a stroll through a nearby park or forest and take time to notice the signs of spring emerging all around you. The blooming flowers, the budding trees, the chirping birds. Allow yourself to be fully present in the moment and let the sights, sounds, and scents of nature fill you with a sense of awe and gratitude. Another great ritual you can try is creating a springtime altar. So you can find a special corner or spot in your home and decorate it with symbols of the season like flowers, eggs, and candles. Take a few moments each day to sit at your altar and meditate on the beauty and abundance of spring. You can also celebrate the spring equinox in Ostera by preparing a seasonal feast using fresh local ingredients. Invite friends and family to join you in celebrating the abundance of the season and the joy of coming together in community. And let's not forget about the power of intention setting. Take some time to reflect on what you want to manifest in your life during the coming season, whether it's growth, renewal, or abundance. Write down your intentions and place them somewhere where you can see them every day as a reminder of your goals. If infusing your life with the magic of Ostera and the spring equinox is your vibe, then spring right into these rituals and practices shared in this episode and find ways to incorporate them into your own celebrations. Whether you're meditating in nature, decorating eggs, or just taking a minute to bask in the warmth of the sun, let every action be a celebration of life and a tribute to the magic of the season. And that brings us to the end of our exploration of Ostera and the spring equinox. I really hope you found this inspiring and informative, and that you feel empowered to embrace the magic of the season in your own life. Just remember, you are a beloved child of the earth, and you are always supported and guided by the wisdom of nature. If you enjoyed this mini-sode, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Media Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central in the beautiful month of March for an all-new special mini-sode from me to you. Make sure you head over to themediamatters.com to join the mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on all the socials for even more. Be sure to look for full moon goodies in upcoming episodes, because you know we love to love on La Luna here. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next mini-sode. Yeah.